Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
If, like me, you completely forgot the People's Choice Awards were on last night, I looked up a few of the winners for you. The people chose The Hunger Games as their favorite movie of the year. Jennifer Lawrence chosen as favorite actress. Robert Downey Jr. as favorite actor. On TV, The Big Bang Theory won favorite comedy and Grey's Anatomy favorite drama.
Number four.
So Brent Musburger went on and on about Catherine Webb as she was sitting in the stands cheering on her quarterback boyfriend, A.J. McCarron, as he led Alabama to another national championship. Well, Catherine Webb became an overnight sensation. She gained more than 100,000 new Twitter followers. She had interview requests lined up all day long. She was so excited. So what's the problem? That would be AJ's ego. Sources say that AJ let Catherine know he is not happy that the spotlight's been taken off of him and put on her. So she canceled all of those interviews.
Number three.
Adele is ready to show off that postpartum body. She's lined up to appear at the Golden Globes this Sunday night, where her song Skyfall from the James Bond movie is up for Best Original Song. We haven't really seen Adele since she gave birth to a baby boy back in June. Maybe one of those reporters can finally get her to reveal his name.
Number two.
Britney Spears is one and done, y'all. She is not coming back to judge the X Factor next year. Despite what Kid Craddock says, she has not been fired. She only had a one-year, $15 million contract. And sources say while she did enjoy the gig, music's her thing.
Number one.
Lindsay Lohan's being accused of stealing an expensive bracelet that once belonged to Elizabeth Taylor. When she was prepping for that role in Liz and Dick, she became friends with Elizabeth's longtime nurse. The nurse showed Lindsay this bracelet, and wouldn't you know, suddenly it disappeared. Lindsay denied taking it until the woman threatened to call the cops. Then she had one of her assistants return it. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.